You're listening to On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. What did the Lord God say to me this morning? Good morning and welcome to another fantastic episode of On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. I am your host, Fun Strong James, and I came this morning to share my conversation with God. Yeah, that's it. I just came to share with you what he said to me. Are you ready? I know you're ready because you're tuned in, you're locked in, you done put your seatbelt on, but today you can take your seatbelt off, okay? I want you to be able to jump up and shout if you hear a word that resonates with your heart. Or if you feel like I'm probably not going to be shouting, then strap in because we're getting ready to share with you what we talked about. Who is we? Me and the Holy Spirit. Let's do it. This morning, I heard the Holy Spirit say, glorify my name with your actions. Don't partner or make deals with people who aren't under my kingdom rule. Don't make deals with people whom you discern to have a different agenda from mine. I thought about that, y'all. Of course I thought about it. The Lord said it, so you know I thought about it. I thought about my life. I thought about the people that I interact with from time to time and those who I've made deals with, you know, business deals and stuff like that. I even thought about the ones who I made ungodly covenants with. Yeah. There's one thing that I've recently learned, and that's to make sure, that you don't make any ungodly covenants with people. And I want to make sure that you learn that as well. You must break and annul all ungodly covenants you have made, even the ones your ancestors made, okay? And on top of that, you have to be in such a close relationship with Holy Spirit that you allow him to discern the people you are currently around now. I mean, breaking old ungodly covenants and then being fooled into new ones makes no sense at all. Like, that means you're not growing if you're making the same mistakes over and over and over and over again. Because that's definitely a tactic the enemy will try to use, gal. Listen, you be out here breaking old stuff, you know, stuff, ungodly covenants that you made back when you was 17 or something, you know, old ungodly covenants that you made in college. You know, I don't know why that keeps coming up, but I believe somebody needs to be free from the things that they did in college. I know I've broken myself from those things. I've broken and annulled all ungodly covenants that I made. What's an ungodly covenant? So basically, if you had sex with anybody, if you were intimate with anybody and they were not your spouse, you were not married to them, you created an ungodly covenant with that person. And so you want to break that. And you're like, but that happened way back when I was 20. It doesn't matter. It's still a covenant if you haven't broken it, if you haven't annulled it. So do that, okay? If you don't learn nothing else today, learn that you must break and annul all ungodly covenants. And as I was saying, while you're out here breaking old ungodly covenants, don't be fooled into making new ungodly covenants, okay? Because the enemy is going to come, I'm telling y'all, it's a tactic. He is going to try to use the same old tactics because that's what he does. He's not smart enough to try anything new. He just uses the same old tactics, but he'll just put a new spin on it, make you think it's something new, but it's the same old stuff. As the old people used to say, you can't be fooling with everybody. Okay. You cannot be fooling with everybody. Some be saying, you know, some of the old people be like, now don't be no fool now. Don't you be no fool now. But those sayings, y'all, don't have nothing on having a conversation with God about everybody. Lord, what do you say about this person? Should I do business with that person? Should I take that deal? Should I even be spending time negotiating with them? Like, we are often in places asking God for help when we should have not been in those places in the first places. Why? How would we have known? Why would we have known to not be in those places in the first place? Because we would have asked God on the front end whether we should have gone to the place or not. Y'all know what I'm saying? Like, we be in situations. Listen, y'all, we be in some situations and we be like, Lord, please help me. And the Lord is like, why you didn't ask me before you even went there? Uh-huh. That's what we got to do. We got to talk to the Lord on the front end. That's why we got to seek him first. That's what Matthew 6:33 says. If you seek him first, then all these other things will be added unto you, right? So you got to seek him on the front end. As I was reading in 1 Chronicles 16:17 for the scriptural surprise, there was a point in the scriptures where David had proposed building a house for God. See, David was living in a palace and the ark of the Lord's covenant was under a tent. And that made David feel some kind of way. David, like, look, how am I living like this in this nice, you know, $1 million home? And God's house is basically a tent. Like, just imagine, like, you living in this palatial home, right? Your house is fire. Like, your house looks so good. It's like $1 million home. And then your church is in a tent. Y'all having church under tent, right? So David was feeling some kind of way about that. And he told the prophet Nathan what was on his mind. And the prophet told David, hey, do what's on your mind because you know God with you. So whatever you thinking, just roll with that. Then verse 3 happens, y'all. And that's the part that really stood out to me. So while Nathan, you know, his buddy, the prophet was telling him, yeah, do what's on your mind because God, you know God with you. Verse 3 says, but that night, the word of God came to Nathan. Go to David, my servant, and say, this is what the Lord says. You are not the one to build me a house to dwell in. See, y'all, David thought he should be building a house for the Lord. But when you read the rest of chapter 17, verses 5 through 15, you will see that the Lord came to the prophet Nathan and told him to go tell David that he will build a house for him, that the Lord will build a house for him. Read 1 Chronicles 17:10. That's what it says. As I read through this and thought about what the Holy Spirit said to me this morning, I realized that we can have good intentions. We can think we should do this or do that, but it is God who we should be asking first. What do you say about this thought I'm having, God? What do you say about this? Because y'all, what we don't want to do is put God in a box with our thinking. Also, we want our desires to line up with God's will. That was actually part of my prayers this morning. I'm like, I want what you want for me, Lord, because I know you will get the glory. I want what you want for me. And it's not that I can't have desires or wants, but I don't want nothing that the Lord don't want for me. You feel me? I don't want my old self to be having desires for stuff that I think I want. And God is like, that is nowhere near what I want for you or what I have for you. That's what I prayed this morning. I even prayed that the Lord will seal any crevices in my thought process with his blood. See, I don't want nothing trying to slide into my thoughts through an unsealed crack. You know what I'm talking about, right? I'm talking about the enemy. The enemy will try to find the cracks in our lives and slide through and wreak havoc. So I'm sealing all the cracks with the blood of Jesus. You understand what I'm saying? I hope you sealing it with the blood of Jesus too. Seal them cracks up in your life with the blood of Jesus. But anyway, the point is this. Talk to God. Talk to God about what you're thinking when it comes to your life, when it comes to your business, your friends, your relationships, your decisions about everything. You may be thinking one way, but you want to ensure that what you want is also what God wants. Or what God has for you. David thought he wanted to build a house for God. But God said, I will build a house for you. Now, of course, we ain't talking about a house, a real house. We talking about a royal dynasty with the coming of Jesus. That's what he was talking about when God said he wanted to build a house for him. But whatever you're thinking about, ask God what he says. When you don't know what to ask or what to think, pray and ask God to fulfill the promises he made to his children. If he promises it, you know it's his will. Pray that he makes that which is settled in heaven a reality in your earthly history. That's why we pray on earth as it is in heaven in our prayers. What did God say about it? Did God say do it? All right, y'all, that's the wrap up for today's episode of On Assignment by God. What are your assignments for today? Number one, what did the Lord God say to you in your conversation with him this morning? And number two, what are you doing to ensure that your desires align with God's desires for your life? What are you doing? Like, are you seeking God first and asking him? Are you doing that? Listen, when you complete assignment number one, which is what did the Lord God say to you in your conversation with him this morning, go back and make sure that in that conversation that you're talking to him about his desires for your life. That's how you can ensure that your desires align with his desires for your life. Okay. All right, y'all. That's all I got for you today. I'll talk to you tomorrow.